proclamation number 4578 dated the March 2nd, 1949. Bliss in the spiritual kingdom. The bliss of those who discard their physical shell and are allowed to enter the kingdom of light, the eternal home, is beyond your grasp. Having left all sorrows behind, they are no longer weighed down by difficulties nor plagued by enemies. Fear and sadness are unknown to them. Their eyes only see beauty, exceptionally charming surroundings, magnificent formations of my creative will, and figures of light approaching them in order to introduce them to the kingdom of peace and beatitude. And in this environment they may stay and occupy themselves according to their own will. Their bliss rests in this freedom after a state during which their souls were still constrained and surrounded by earthly matter. Their hearts are able and willing to love, and they are so aglow with love that this alone makes them happy already, for they find constant fulfillment. They join souls which resemble themselves, that is, which possess the same degree of maturity, and these associations increase their bliss, because unity out of love also increases the individual being's strength as well as the urge to be active, which results in joint kind-hearted activity which makes them exceedingly happy, since the activation of strength results in increasingly more strength. The influx of strength, however, is a feeling of utmost delight, for it is the evidence of being close to God. My living creations fill me and, depending on their degree of maturity which enables the permeation of light, also get to see me myself in a way which is endurable for them. Their inner bliss intensifies, for their longing for me increases constantly and is always granted. No one on earth can understand what that means, because earthly love is just a pale reflection of spiritual love and already the most desirable on earth, in the spiritual realm. However, it surpasses all other glories the soul is offered, because it signifies the constant influx of light and strength and therefore also the constant nearness of God. However, once my living creations have entered the kingdom of light, I am the epitome of bliss for them and they will never ever abandon me again. Then everyone will receive the reward for the love he showed me on earth. I constantly increase their happiness, I permeate the soul with my love and provide it with constantly new delights, because, what no eye has seen and no ear has heard, that is what I have prepared for those who love me. Single quote. Amen.